60s, and chance of rain is at 80%. It is raining here right now. And the forecast for tonight is for clouds with scattered showers, lows going down to the mid-40s, a chance of rain tonight 50%. We've got a partly sunny day tomorrow. That's nice to hear. Highs in the upper 60s, and clear tomorrow night, going back down into the lower 40s tomorrow night. Monday is mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up.
You've no business buying a mare like that, but buy her if you must.
Forestburg's Music Tavern and WJFF are teaming up to present two stellar acts, Karen Savoca with Pete Heitzman and Garnet Rogers. Three stellar musicians, 20 now, 25 at the door, September 27th, 7:30. Have food, have cocktails at the Forestburg Tavern. Call for tickets now, $20, 25 at the door.
Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program features the music of an actor, a man who's an author, a record producer, an incredible instrumentalist, an arranger, a composer, the American singer-songwriter Van Dyke Parks.
Dreaming of Paris. this dream would come true. It's deja vu, I'm telling you.
There it is, Van Dyke Parks. That song is called Dreaming of Paris from the 2013 album Songs Cycled. And so there it is. But, you know, what is it? What kind of music is that? It's when I hear it, I hear rock and roll. I feel that when I hear that, if I had to categorize it, it's rock and roll. But a lot of people get really confused by that. It sounds like a branch of the tree of West Coast rock and roll that came out of America. It's not influenced by the British rock interpretation of American blues. It's definitely got an American sound, and it sounds to me like rock and roll. But there's so many textures and so many different influences that Van Dyke Parks brings to his songwriting and his recording. He's singing in that. He wrote and produced it. He has had quite a career and a lot of influence in the American contemporary music scene. He's produced all kinds of people. You know Phil Oakes. He produced Phil Oakes. He's produced Judy Collins, Harry Nilsson from his time out in the West Coast, Ry Cooder, Arlo Guthrie, Bonnie Raitt, Randy Newman. You know all these names. Tim Buckley. Oh my God, Tim Buckley. He's worked with a stellar array of different artists and different styles. But the thing that he is most famous for is his collaboration with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys back in the mid-60s when they recorded the aborted album called Smile. So I thought this would be a good place to start because Van Dyke's abilities as a composer, we can look at that separately from his ability as a lyricist. And he really came into recognition and got his music career started as a lyricist, as the songwriter. And so let's just go back to when he's just in his late teens and he starts to go to college. He's in the Carnegie Institute of Technology in Pittsburgh. He's a music major there. He's a trained musician. But when he's 20 years old, he drops out of college. And in a wild move, he relocates from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, out to Los Angeles with his older brother, Carson, okay? And so they start to sing around the Santa Barbara area in a bunch of coffee houses. And guess who comes and hears them? David Crosby, who is also from Santa Barbara, hears them playing in a coffee house together. And he notices them. He knows what he's hearing, and it encourages him. He said, there's a quote from David Crosby, if they can get away with it, so can we. So shortly after that, and that's 1963, Crosby starts the Byrds. But he was familiar with Van Dyke Parks right from the beginning. You know, Van Dyke Parks is a fascinating man. He's got a kind of a southern accent. He was born in Mississippi. There's a lot of interviews that he gives on YouTube, and he's a very eloquent person when he speaks. He's got a rich vocabulary, and he has a lot to say. He has always been true to his own identity more than almost any musician I know. And it's not that he's not influenced by the things around him, is that he really has strong opinions about things. Okay, and I was alive when Beatlemania hit the United States in 63 and 64, and so was he. He's out on the West Coast. Well, he didn't particularly take to it. The quote that Van Dyke Park says about the Beatlemania is, he said in Los Angeles, quote, "I lived under a billboard that said the Beatles is coming, and I got the sense that it was a plague, and it was going to have a cultural implication throughout the world." He's pretty much annoyed with contemporary pop music in the mid-60s. Although he did have an interesting perspective on Bob Dylan. He liked Bob Dylan, and he liked that kind of speak-singing thing that Bob does. And here's the quote that Parks said about Bob Dylan. Quote, "I looked at his written lyrics, and I realized that he didn't capitalize his letters. He was trying to copy E.E. Cummings. And while it was transparently imitative, I thought it was a good position." So I just love the way he expresses himself. So there he is in California. And, you know, sure enough, 1964, he shows up. He plays on the Byrds' Fifth Dimension album. And David Crosby asked him to join the band. He declined. Didn't join David Crosby and the Byrds. The following year, 1965, Van Dyke Parks, this is a wild one. Okay, get ready for it. He joins Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. He wasn't in the Mothers very long. They called him Pinocchio. But Van Dyke Parks' big claim to fame and what launched his career in a big way was the collaboration that he did with Brian Wilson in 1966 when he wrote all of the lyrics for the Beach Boys' Smile album. And the way that Van Dyke Parks meets Brian Wilson, well, guess who? It's 1965. Well, David Crosby takes Van Dyke Parks over to Brian Wilson's home to hear a four-track dub of the early Sloop John B., the Beach Boys' Signal. So anyway, you know, so he's also present at the recordings of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. And Good Vibrations was a monster hit for the Beach Boys. It put them on equal footing with the Beatles. And Brian Wilson was extremely aware of his position in the rock and roll culture. So Brian Wilson was the one that wanted Parks to write the lyrics for the album Smile. And Brian Wilson was the one that went after Van Dyke Parks. And so apparently there's a lot of stories about this album. Smile was recorded in 1966 and 67, but it wasn't released for 44 years. The album was finally released in its entirety because there was tapes and tapes and sessions and bits and pieces that were never assembled into an entire recording until it was released in 2011 as a box set. And it's interesting because it opened up a lot of inquiry. It was a mythological recording at the time. You know, a lot of the tracks were just underground and a lot of rumors going on about the music. But in 2011, when it was released, Van Dyke Parks looks back and he talks about Brian Wilson. And this is what Van Dyke Parks has to say about Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson was the force, real convincing. He made music that could be enjoyed beyond its time. Phil Spector meant nothing to me. I thought his sound was just smoke and mirrors. And people who said Pet Sounds was bastardizing classical music led very sheltered childhoods. That's a bunch of BS. Brian Wilson was not imitative. He was inventive. For people who don't write songs, it's hard to understand how inventive he really was. We're about to find out how inventive he really was, because I'd like to play a few of the tracks from the Smile recording that was released. And so the first song we're going to hear is called Heroes and Villains. And so Heroes and Villains, wow. In Brian Wilson's mind at the time, he was going through a lot of emotional ups and downs, being at the center of a rock and roll hurricane that was the Beach Boys. He had really big hopes for, he wanted Heroes and Villains to be more successful than Good Vibrations. And he felt like he had this rivalry with the Beatles. And he was thinking that Heroes and Villains was going to be the thing that stopped people associating the Beach Boys with surfing and car songs, you know, 409, you know, and the surf songs. And he wanted to be considered on a creative par with the Beatles, you know. And so it, it wasn't so well received. It wasn't as commercially successful as Good Vibrations. And it really depressed Brian. You know, he felt like he was rejected, that people didn't want to accept his growth. Here's what Van Dyke Parks had to say about the song Heroes and Villains, and then we're going to listen to it, all right? Thanks for indulging me today. I've been thinking about this stuff for a while here. Anyway, so Heroes and Villains, Van Dyke Parks, quote, I think it was a great title, and he suggested it. To me, Heroes and Villains sounds like a ballad out of the Southwest, and that's what it was intended to be. As good as any of those, and really to be a ballad. This Spanish and Indian fascination is a big chapter in Californian history, and that's what it's supposed to be, historically reflective, to reflect the place. I think I did it. Heroes and Villains. The Beach Boys from the Smile album. Music by Brian Wilson and the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks. So I appreciate it. You got to indulge me today. This is not exactly the kind of mainstream singer-songwriters that most people are familiar with, Van Dyke Parks. And the way that Brian Wilson sets his poetry, to me, is it shows the genius that Brian Wilson is. And I feel that, especially in the next two songs that I want to play for you, his desire to be considered on an equal footing creatively with the Beatles, he accomplishes it. So I just want to read a little bit more. I know I have a lot to say about this stuff, but there's two songs coming up, and I want to introduce them. One is called From the Same Album, Smile, recorded back in 1966. This song is called Child is the Father of the Man. And that's really a line from the poem by William Wordsworth, My Heart Leaps Up. And so this is, we're going to hear two songs, Child is the Father of the Man, and then we're going to hear Surf's Up. So here's what Van Dyke Parks has to say. When they wrote this music together, it was in Brian Wilson's home, and he had a large sandbox built in his living room with a piano in it. And they would play in the sandbox together, and they would write this music together in a very free, associative way. And so here's what Van Dyke Parks has to say about writing this song. Quote, Brian had a fervent desire to reinvent himself as an individual, not as a boy. The Beach Boys. And that's what happened, I think. By the time I met him, he had already done When I Grow Up to Be a Man. He'd already raised the questions about being a man. And when I met him, that crisis was acute. I knew it was psychologically complex and over my head. The only way I could help with any of this, whatever it was he was going through, was refer him to that poem by Hawthorne from which the phrase, the child is the father to the man, comes. And Brian used it as part of his inquiry of Smile as a lyric. So it's really a remarkable song. Brian seemed to be so inspired by Van Dyke's lyrics that he wrote some music that has never really been equaled in his later works. The next song we're going to hear after Child is Father of the Man is called Surf's Up. And Surf's Up, to me, it stands like with the Beatles' Day in the Life. To me, Surf's Up, it transcends rock and roll and goes into art song. You know, when I hear this music by the Beach Boys and the other music by Van Dyke Parks, it captures my attention in a way that a lot of pop music doesn't, you know. It's not just about the rhythm. It's not just about the mindless melody and the dance. It engages me in such a deep way. And when you hear Surf's Up, it sounds like a Beach Boys song, but it's often the melody is so lyrical and so it's hard to understand the lyrics. So please indulge me. We're going to hear a lot of music in just a couple of minutes. I would like to read the lyrics to Surf's Up. Because it's a complicated poem. It's not the kind of poem that you run into in a rock and roll song. And then I want to read what Brian Wilson says it means. And this was an interview that Brian gave back in 1966 when he was actually writing this song, Surf's Up. So here's the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks. A diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, some drummed along, oh, to a handsome-mannered baton, a blind-class aristocracy. Back through the opera glass you see the pit and the pendulum drawn, columnated ruins domino. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop, are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall. A costly bow. The music, all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter swan. Columnated ruins domino. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping, Brother John? Dove-nested towers. The hour was strike the street. Quicksilver moon. Carriage across the fog. Two-step to lamplights. Cellar tune. The laughs come hard in Auld Lang Syne. The glass was rayed. The fire roasted. The fullness of the wine. The dim last toasting. While it poured adieu or die. A choke of grief. Hard-hearted, I beyond belief, a broken man, too tough to cry. Surfs up, aboard a tidal wave, come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the word, wonderful thing, a children's song. Child, 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 a child is the father of the man. A children's song, have you listened as they played? Their song is love, and the children know the way. That's why the child is the father to the man.
Child, the child, father of the man. What child,
child,
the child,
father of the boy.
What child,
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 child.
Father of the
father of the boy child.
And then the song Surfs Up, which is that poem that I just read. And here's Brian Wilson's line-by-line interpretation of that poem. And it's heavy because he heard that poem that I read, and I can't even imagine the music, the way that he sets it and the way that he writes it. It's like he made this poem his own. And here's what Brian Wilson, he explains that poem. This is from 1966. This is a Brian Wilson quote. It's a man at a concert. All around him there's the audience playing their roles, dressed up in fancy clothes, looking through the opera glasses, but so far away from the drama, from life. Back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drawn. The music begins to take over. Columnated ruins domino. Empires, ideas, lives, institutions, everything has to fall, tumbling like dominoes. He begins to awaken to the music. Sees the pretentiousness of everything, the music hall a costly bow. Then even the music is gone, turned into a trumpeter swan, into what the music really is. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. He's off in his vision on a trip. Reality is gone. He's creating it like a dream. Dove-nested towers, Europe, a long time ago. The laughs come hard in Auld Lang Syne. The poor people in the cellar taverns trying to make themselves happy by singing. Then there's the parties, the drinking, trying to forget the wars, the battles at sea, while at port, a do or die. Ships in the harbor battling it out, a kind of Roman Empire thing, a choke of grief at his own sorrow and the emptiness of his life because he can't even cry for the suffering in the world, for his own suffering, and then hope. Surf's up. Come about hard and join the once and often spring you gave. Go back to the kids, to the beach, to childhood. I heard the word of God, wonderful thing, the joy of enlightenment, of seeing God, and what is it? A children's song. And then there's the song itself, the song of children, the song of the universe rising and falling in wave after wave, the song of God, hiding the love from us, but always letting us find it again. Like a mother singing to her children. Of course, that's a very intellectual explanation, but maybe sometimes you have to do an intellectual thing. If they don't get the words, they'll get the music, because that's where it's really at, in the music.
The diamond necklace played the pawn, and a handsome drum de la woke to a handsome man at baton. Aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Columnated ruins dominated. Canvas the town, brush the bedrock. Are you sleeping? Taken me, dim chandelier awakened me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, the costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swarm.
Children's song. Have you changed since last day?
beautiful songwriting of Brian Wilson, lyrics by Van Dyke Parks, The Beach Boys, Surf's Up. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And we're trying to unravel some of the mystery of Van Dyke Parks and the type of music that he writes. So let's go from 1966, when this work, this collaboration between these two talented men, 26 years later, 1992, Van Dyke Parks gets in touch with Brian Wilson and wants to record another album with him. And here's what he says, the reason why, quote, "The reason why I ask him was to take care of this unfinished business and to try to escape from the tyranny of the sense of history that's been placed on our own aborted effort," smiles. The Smile album wasn't released, you know. At that time in 92, the Smile album hadn't even been released. Van Dyke says that when I found him, he was alone in a room staring at a television. It was off. Brian Wilson. So the next recordings we're going to hear is from an album that Van Dyke Parks, now this time he writes all the music. He writes all the lyrics and he writes all the music. The album is called Orange Crate Art. It was released in 1995. And Brian Wilson sings all the songs. And Brian Wilson does all the vocal arrangements. And it's very lighthearted compared to what we just heard from the Smile album. And it's really interesting because I still hear the brilliant vocal arrangements of Brian Wilson, you know, kind of give you a sense of maybe the Beach Boys. But once again, it's California-based music. It's about California and Van Dyke Parks. Now we get to hear his style and the similarities between him and Wilson, the complicated textures. But there's something a little bit more fluid about the way Van Dyke Parks writes a song. So we'll hear three songs, Palm Tree and Moon, My Janine, and then finally, Movies is Magic from the Orange Crate Art album, Van Dyke Parks and Brian Wilson.
This is so far from China, the starlight like to blind ya. Our lover's way of saying come home soon. Put it in a letter, let you start there, remind ya. It's time for love to find ya, a palm tree in the I don't know where.
Orange Crate Art, a collaboration, the music written and the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks. So you get the idea how melodic and what lovely songs they are. They're very positive. And it's interesting because he has a very Americana streak. As I said, he was born in Mississippi in 1943. And when he was growing up, his father was a psychiatrist, but also was a clarinetist. And so he starts hearing music at home. There was two grand pianos nestled together in the living room when he was growing up. When Van Dyke Parks is 4 years old, he begins studying the clarinet. And he also goes to the American Boy Choir School in Princeton. And while he's there, I mean, he sings Gershwin, Schoenberg, all kinds of things. But it's when he's a child. He had a very, very active childhood. He was a child actor. And he became extremely attracted to old-style American songs, like Tin Pan Alley, Depression-era stuff, the 20s. And you hear that in the songs that we just heard, that kind of that sound. He's a child actor. He's in all kinds of TV shows and movies when he's 9 and 10 years old. If you ever saw Jackie Gleason's Honeymooners, he's the boy, little Tommy Manicotti, the kid from upstairs. That's Van Dyke Parks. And as I said earlier, he does go on to college, and he's a trained musician. He studies music. He released his very first solo album called Song Cycle after the Smile Project in 1967. And his most recent album in 2013 is called Songs Cycled. And he writes on very contemporary themes. And it's a very complex style. You know, the way that Brian Wilson put together the Smile recordings, very complicated, pastiche of things. And so you think, how could somebody ever perform this music live? Well, I want to play a recording, a live recording, recorded on the Santa Monica Pier. The album is called Moonlighting in the Ash Grove, and it's from 1998. And this is a live recording of Van Dyke Parks. And the song is called, once again, an American theme. The song is called Cowboy. And as I said, this is a live recording.
Cowboy in a field of sugar cane. Once there was a forest where they hid there in the rain. Cowboy. Cowboy. Wandering Wahine under locks of raven hair. Beads of inspiration, hoping he would not forget just where. Cowboy, up above the canopy in the highest branches of a tree. He would take her longingly and say, one day you'll belong to me. I forgot to mention it was 1941. Zeros kept a coming like a blanket out the sun. Cowboy. Cowboy. Of some kind of god, with their limbs akimbo and extended to the mind of God. Cowboy. And the night without regrets, is it time to let your hair down low? There they lay in silhouette. He would say, I'd stay, I'd have to go. King Kamehameha met with Captain Cook upon the shore. Looked at all the cattle, asked him, what the hell are these for, cowboy? Cowboy. Gone now is the forest, the lovers of the trees. Now there is a chorus playing golf, who say in Japanese. Cowboy.
performance. Moonlighting in the Ash Grove. That song is called Cowboy. And that's Van Dyke Parks live in performance in 1998. So he has just released an album in 2013 called Song Cycled. We started our program with a track from that called Dreaming of Paris. The lyrics, you know, I read the entire lyrics for Surf's Up, and they're very complicated. But they are so inventive, the way that he expresses his lyrics with the music. He wrote a song about the Twin Towers and 9/11, and the song is called Wall Street. And the music seems so happy and fluttery, but when you listen closely to the words, it's about a couple who have jumped out of the building, and it's what they, as they fall, that they're holding hands. And the words are very deep and beautiful, but unless you listen closely, you don't realize what it's about. And then we're going to hear a song called Black Gold. And I'm not sure, but I believe it was about, it's about oil, black gold. And it's about an oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, back in 1969. So these are two songs from Van Dyke Parks, Songs Cycled. First, we'll hear Wall Street.
Feel like laughing now. I could use a laugh and how. I could use a telephone all alone. Me and my old radio. Got a lot of nerve, all right. Not what I deserve tonight. We ought to get together. Tell that so and so. Shaking the big apple tree, barking for a bite, you see. Sun is up on New York town, honking round, run down my battery. Drop me off at Walk to Walk, it's about another block. And it's been lovely here on Wall Street. Just nothing but ash in the air, confetti all colored with blood, the jewel-encrusted mud-flattened hearts. She's beaten and battered and buttressed and broke, dining on dregs, gone begging, no joke. Is human desire, love letters lost in space, now smoking. The mouth of the river yawning south to the sea. Cloud of disarray, thoughts of a fallen man in gray. Upside down and holding hands with his mate, why wait for speculation? Like two stones they gravitate, there's no time to hesitate. Just time to say I love you. Two flaming birds on fire, they kiss their lives goodbye. Above the concrete street, we meet and die. Without a trace of our embrace, you can't place my face, though you are trying. Till dust will stop our labored love, we must drop all fear, now a flying. A heartbeat from the Hudson down to the sea.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, The Artistry of the American Singer-Songwriter Van Dyke Parks. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 p.m. It's 58 degrees outside of our studios, and you're listening to 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, award-winning community radio. Hydro-powered public radio. Yeah, and we're streaming online. You can visit us at wjffradio.org, and we are streaming online 24/7 on the radio. We have widespread showers in the forecast for this afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. The chance of rain is 80%, and tonight mostly cloudy with scattered showers this evening, lows in the mid-40s. It's going to be partly sunny tomorrow, going to the upper 60s, but it's going back down into the lower 40s tomorrow night, which will be clear. And then on Monday, we've got a mostly sunny day coming up with highs in the lower 70s. If you're keeping up with local events, there is a fantastic event going on this evening to benefit WJ.